We are wrapping up your news headlines for the week. The Ranch It Up Heard It Here weekly recap. We'll be back after this. The 2024 world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale starts with horse racing. 6 days with Parimutuel wagering May 4th and 5th on Derby Days, coinciding with the Kentucky Derby that'll be shown live in Miles City, Montana. Mother's Day is extra special with moms free to the races and more races added May 17th through the 19th. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. For a full schedule and tickets, head online at buckinghorsesale.com. The quick, fast, easy, all-in-one location to look at bull sales, head to ranchchannel.com. Check it out on your phone, ranchchannel.com. All the information on one page at your fingertips, videos, catalogs, everything, ranchchannel.com. The American Farmers Network announced it is spearheading the establishment of comprehensive certification criteria for regenerative grass-fed beef production. With USDA approval to use the regenerative agricultural claim on its packaging, the American Farmers Network, or AFN, said it aims to set industry standards across the beef category. The American Farmers Network said its partnership with certifying organizations aims to create transparent standards for the beef industry, aligning with regenerative agricultural practices of soil health and animal welfare. The American Farmers Network plans to work with retailers and partners to make regeneratively raised beef accessible nationwide. By providing incentives to producers to adopt regenerative practices, the American Farmers Network seeks to cultivate a more sustainable agricultural landscape, they said recently in a news release. The certification criteria will cover grazing management, soil health, animal welfare, and social responsibility. Ranches meeting these standards will earn formal certification, distinguishing their products as sustainable and ethical choices in the marketplace. Now in other news, the USDA's March cold storage report revealed declines in red meat supplies for 2024. Analysis from Market Intel detailed how the declining livestock inventories are impacting cold storage numbers. Red meat in freezers decreased by 4% from February of last year, hitting a 23-year low. The March cattle on feed report showed a 1% increase in cattle on feed compared to last year, indicating continued liquidation in the U.S. cattle industry, possibly impacting beef prices. And before we tag out, we've got a little market recap for you. Going to Joplin Livestock earlier in the week on the way ups, the way up cows from $95 up to $1.74, and the way up bulls from $1.33.5 all the way up to $1.79. Not too bad on the way up deal.